At City Hall in Santa Cruz, California today, city officials presided over a drug giveaway. The mayor and city council were present as a local medical marijuana club handed out pot. The event challenged federal policy, which forbids the medicinal use of marijuana. In particular, the city was protesting a federal raid 2 weeks ago when drug enforcement agents seized plants from the marijuana club and arrested the owners. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is in Santa Cruz, about 60 miles south of San Francisco. He joins us now. Richard, describe what happened there today.
Well, John, more than 500 people gathered in the courtyard of Santa Cruz City Hall, carrying signs that read things like, "No more war on sick people," and "DEA, take my cancer, but not my medication." In truth, only a few dozen of these people were actual patient members of the local marijuana buyers club known as WAM. They heard speeches from the members of the city council, including the mayor, Christopher Crone, and they also heard from Gerald Ullman, who's a professor at the University of Santa Clara Law School, who made the point that the protesters here were not trying to defy the federal government, but they're simply trying to help sick and dying people. And here's what he said.
"This is not interstate commerce. This is grassroots Santa Cruz compassion. This is not defiance of federal authority. This is recognition of a higher law that commands us to love one another."
And again, that's Gerald Ullman, who's a professor of law at the University of Santa Clara here in California.
Richard, fill us in on the legal history here. How did we get to this stage?
Well, in many respects, it begins in 1996 when 56% of California voters approved Proposition 215, which is a state law that allows a sick or dying person to cultivate and possess a small amount of marijuana for his or her personal use. It caused a protracted court battle, which wound up in the Supreme Court in May of 2001. The U.S. Supreme Court basically finally decided that there is no such thing as a medical necessity for pot if you're caught manufacturing or distributing it. But they left the door open for the possibility that individuals could claim a medical necessity for the mere possession of marijuana.
And since the Supreme Court ruling, both the Clinton administration and especially the Bush administration have taken a hard line on this, what was the federal government's response to this event today?
Leading up to this event, the DEA was saying that this action is illegal, that cultivating, possessing, or distributing pot remains a crime, but there was no apparent presence by the DEA or any drug federal officials here, but they were making it very clear they didn't approve of this and that they would weigh their options for the future.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in Santa Cruz, California.